In June of 1852, a tragic incident happened to a Washington County couple. Charlie and Martha Rouse were an African-American couple that lived on a rented farm near Chestnut Hill in Franklin Township. Martha Rouse was 35 years old when she was kidnapped on June the 12th and reportedly falsely sent into slavery in the South. Charlie Rouse, 10 years Martha's senior, never got over the loss of his wife. Some of Charlie and Martha's neighbors are here to explain what happened that day in 1852.
Charlie and Martha Rouse were some of the kindest folk that I ever met. They moved to our neighborhood from New Albany about 10 years before Martha's kidnapping, and I always knew them to be honest and hardworking pair. They attended church every Sunday, and they were upright in all of their dealings in the community. I never knew of anybody in our town that had a word to say against them. The pair never had any children, so when they weren't working on their own farm, they were always willing to take an odd job throughout our neighborhood.
I was the one that discovered Martha's kidnapping. On that day in June, it was my understanding that Charlie had gone out to see their cows when a group of five men up from Louisville came upon Martha at their home and forced her into a wagon. Now, luckily, they passed by my house about a mile away, and I knew that something was amiss when I saw Martha with five men that I'd never seen before. When I saw that the men were armed, I immediately demanded to know what was going on. The men gave me no satisfactory answer and commanded Martha to stay silent. I knew that slave bounty hunters often came into the county, so I immediately endeavored to raise alarm to all of my surrounding neighbors and to find Charlie and give him the dreadful news of what was becoming of Martha.
It didn't take long after the word first got sent out about Martha's kidnapping that about 100 of us, Whigs and Democrats alike, were assembled to pursue Martha. At the time, we did not know if the captors were headed towards Vienna or Henryville, or if they would go directly to Jeffersonville to catch a train. So we sent some men ahead to the Jeffersonville train station. While the rest of us continued towards Henryville, Martha's kidnappers made it to Henryville train station before we could overtake them, but the group was intercepted in Jeffersonville by Isaac S. Bloss, George Clark, and the other man who we had sent to the station.
Unfortunately, though, there were not enough men sent ahead to take Martha back by force, and the fugitive slave law gave Martha no rights to testify against her accusers in any court of law, as the men claimed that she was an escaped slave or of a Mr. Shreve, and that she had escaped 10 years before up to New Albany, where she married Charlie. They claimed that Martha kept Charlie ignorant of her past, which is how she had supposedly fooled all of us for so long, too. They told them that Martha admitted to be Mr. Shreve's slave, but none of our men ever heard that from Martha.
Bloss and Clark actually proposed to buy Martha back from the kidnappers to return her to her husband and persisted in that offer even when the kidnappers demanded $600. However, the kidnappers said that they could not legally sell Martha in the state of Indiana and proposed they seal the contract south of the river in Louisville.
But as soon as the party made it into Louisville, the kidnappers refused to sell Martha back. They said no money could buy her, as she was the rightful property of Mr. Shreve. They proceeded in sending Martha further south, and we've not heard of her in Washington County ever since. Poor Charlie was obviously distraught over the entire affair. He always insisted that Martha was a freeborn woman that was stolen back into slavery and that the kidnappers had captured her for pure profit made from Mr. Shreve.